on today's Run to the Top podcast.
In our country, still no marathon. I didn't get any marathon. So we are trying to encourage people to join a healthy movement, to join an active lifestyle. We are trying to start a movement.
Welcome to the Run to the Top podcast from Runners Connect, where it's all about learning from the best and most inspiring minds in the sport. Together, we can train a smarter, healthier, and faster running community. Now here's your host, Stephanie K. Atwood.
Welcome. This is Stephanie K. Atwood, Boston Marathon qualifier, coach, and host for Run to the Top podcast. We celebrate Global Running Day on June 6th this year. And if you are listening on the first day of this podcast release, it is Global Running Day 2018. I hope all of you are getting out there in running support of global running and of support of your running buddies all over the world. Today's interview highlights a global runner from Bangladesh, Mr. Muhammad Shamsuzzaman Arafat. I think he's going to say that a lot better than I did, but I got through it okay. He is an ultra runner and founder of the Great Bangladesh Run. Arafat ran 1,004 kilometers from the southeast to the northeast of his country in 20 days to create awareness of good health through running and triathlons. Now he's using the momentum to bring his love of the running to the people of Bangladesh. Before continuing with Arafat and the Great Bangladesh Run, let's pause for a brief announcement from Runners Connect.
It's about time to start serious training for your big race this fall. And Runners Connect is here to help make sure you know exactly how to prepare for optimum results. And it's free. Join us Friday, June 15th and or Saturday, June 16th as we host a series of in-depth webinars to help you train smarter and to answer any questions you have. We'll be conducting these live webinars on multiple days and times, so we better fit into your individual schedule. To check available times for these free training ops, just head to runnersconnect.net/webinars and you can sign up for the date, time, and race distance of your choice.
We're back with Muhammad Shamsuzzaman Arafat, global runner from Bangladesh, who ran 1,004 kilometers, which is about 625 miles, from south to north in his country to bring attention to running and health to all the people of his country. Welcome to Run to the Top podcast, and thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you very much, Stephanie. I'm very glad to talk with you. Thank you. Yes.
I'm really looking forward to having this time together. So I'm going to read just a little bit about you ahead of time, and then we will start the official interview. Through his personal pursuit of running in good health, Muhammad Shamsuzzaman Arafat, also known as Arafat, a government worker in the Bangladesh Social Welfare Ministry, started a countrywide movement of good health and an active lifestyle. He has inspired more than 160 million people, his country people, to start running. This 27-year-old changemaker is a living example for the nation to create a community of athletes who will take the sport forward in his homeland of Bangladesh. Arafat founded the Great Bangladesh Run, and through it, he plans to offer fitness and healthy lifestyle education to the community through races and mindfulness training programs. He's also planning to run in the Marathon des Sables and Badwater Ultra Marathon. Plus, he told me he's looking forward to getting to Boston one of these years in our good old USA. People will be able to follow him in his pursuits on his Facebook page, and he'll give us that information a little later in the interview. Hello again, Arafat, and let's find out more about you. How are you doing today?
I'm very fine, and I'm working on a Global Running Day preparation. We have an event on Global Running Day, you know, on June 6, 2018. And it's only 5 days away from the day. So we have 200 runners to run together. So we are getting prepared for this mega event.
So exciting. Yeah, this episode is actually going to be aired. It will be published on June 6th, Global Running Day. So I'm very excited about that. It's being pre-recorded now, so we're ahead of the day. But yeah, you've got a lot going on in Bangladesh. It's amazing. I'm going to start off with four questions for you here that we always start off with, and then we'll let you take it from there. Are you still 27 years old?
I am not 27 years old. I passed 27 years old 5 months ago.
Oh, 28. You're getting old.
Yeah, I'm getting older now.
Now, were you born in Bangladesh?
I born in Noakhali district. Noakhali is a district of one of 64 districts in Bangladesh. Like USA have 54 states, like 50. Noakhali is our one of the district.
And what was this the city that you were born in?
It's a village in a district, village side in my country. Mm-hmm. It's called Musapur.
Musapur. You know, we know so little, most of us know so little about Bangladesh, and I am going to ask you to elaborate a bit on the country itself, because we would love to learn more. But I also want to ask you about your favorite running distance or type of race.
My favorite distance is a marathon. My favorite distance is marathon for many. Is the ultimate proving ground and the most celebrated distance. So I think most of the runners and non-runners typically requires a rigorous training for preparing a marathon. One elite runner from Czechoslovakia, Emil Jatopik, you know?
Yes.
He said, if you want to run a mile, and if you want to experience a different life, run a marathon.
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, it definitely is a different style of running than the shorter distances. How many marathons have you run?
Officially, I have run only two marathons, because my country, we don't have any marathon in our country. We have to go abroad to run marathon. So I run personally several marathon in my solo run. Uh-huh. I have several marathon, but officially I have completed two marathons.
All right. And I would like you to tell us a little bit more about yourself. We're going to start with you. Tell us about your work, your life, how you got into running, and then we're going to talk a bit more about your country, Bangladesh, and help us learn a little bit more about it. But first, tell us about you.
Well, this is very nice question from you, and I was not a runner basically. When I started my graduate school, I joined a team who were practicing for mountaineering basically. They dream for summiting Mount Everest, and I joined them to train so that I have a dream to climb Mount Everest.
Wow!
For preparation. I used to run 5, 6 or 10 kilometers, even or 10 miles a day. I was regularly doing it for more than 3 years. But due to my illness and my several problems, I didn't go there. I didn't able to go Himalaya, just beside our country. Then I asked to myself, what I love actually. I discovered running is a great passion which already captured my heart. I saw one of my training partners running and posting in Facebook. I followed him and asked him how you are doing a good running. So I want to join you, and he invited. To run together. His name is Mr. Omorje. I signed up for a half marathon in my country, for your information, one half marathon for a year, within a year in my country. So I run, this is the Cox Bazar International Half Marathon. Cox Bazar is the largest sea beach. You maybe know the name. That's the beginning of my running. And I started to feel it's a different feelings when I finished the official half marathon. It touched my heart, and I realized I'm fighting with me when I was running. When I reach my goal, I feel I achieved something which is spiritual that only feel by my heart.
Absolutely. That's really interesting that you say that, because I think anyone who has trained and then finished a race, it changes the nature of the running. I mean, you enjoy the running and the training, but when you run in a race, there's something about the whole experience, working toward it, completing the race itself, having other people around you, that, as you said, it touches your heart. I think that's
right.
That's really a wonderful explanation. So how old were you when you did this half marathon?
I was 24 years old.
Oh, so not too long ago.
Not too long ago.
Yeah.
Not too long ago. In 2013.
Wow.
In 2013.
Now, I want to actually get into a little bit more about your country, but I also wanted to interject so you know that I was also interested in climbing Mount Everest way back when I was about your age. And so I also did a lot of running in addition to a lot of up and down hills,
Right. Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
And it kind of brings me to a question about Bangladesh itself and how many hills you have in Bangladesh. I know that you're not far from Nepal, you're not far from India, but I don't really know the geography exactly. So talk about that. And even your country as a relatively new country, give us a little bit of background on Bangladesh and how it came about, and also the geography and the topography, which would be talking about hills and flats and water and those kind of things.
Very nice of you. Very good. I am very happy to know you, my country. Bangladesh is Asian country. Specifically, it's located in South Asia. You may heard India. It's just next to India, a small country of 56,000 square miles. It's equal to your state, Iowa.
Wow. Wow.
It's equal to your Iowa. And 66 times smaller land than U.S.
Yeah. But it's also like the seventh largest population.
This is we are seventh largest populated country. So which is more than the population of Russia?
Wow!
So it's a country of possibilities. It's a land of stories with a great hospital. So I can give you several information. You can meet here different people. We have different culture from various religion. We are majority in Muslim. We have Christians, Hindu, Buddha. We celebrate our holidays by hand in hand together. And it's definitely one of the craziest country in the world, you can say. We have poverty, we have wealth side by side. And so does honesty, so does corruption. You may have push. Greenery you may have in the outside in the city. Our country is a beautiful, basically a flat land, majority in the river, no hills, basically no hills in the most of the land. We have small hills, which is maximum about 3,300 feet above the sea level. All kinds of people in our country are very, very hospitable, and people are maximum people are search for opportunities, people who are values tradition, norms, people fighting for change, people with equality. So you can experience a different country totally. So we have a natural calamities too, so it's a lower land, you know.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that we hear about tragedies in Bangladesh, but we don't hear much about the things like what you accomplished by your run. We hear about flooding and deaths, and of course that kind of thing is going to happen in a country where you are right next to the ocean, and you have major rivers flowing through your country, right?
Right, right. You know, Bay of Bengal is an unpredictable sea, and it's totally unpredictable. And our every year we lost use for natural calamity. So it's not in our control. It's to Almighty. So we acknowledged it, and we are coping with the nature.
I would like to interject something here, too, because your English is very good, and I want to commend you on it. The native language in Bangladesh, however, is Bangladeshi, right? Or Bangla. Bangla, that's what it's called.
Bangla.
Yeah. And could you say something like, my name is Arafat in Bangla, because, you know, I don't even know what it might sound like.
Amar nam Arafat. My name is Arafat. Amar nam Arafat. My name is Arafat.
Say your whole name, because you do a much better job of it than I do.
My name is Muhammad Shamsudjaman. Yeah. Amar nam Muhammad Shamsudjaman.
Yeah, it's a lovely language. And I know that you were telling me before we started the recording that your work and most of what you do is actually in Bangla. And so your English is definitely a second language. And I want to commend you for how well you speak English, because I can't even say a single word in Bangla. And thank you for, you know, for going through with this interview.
Thank you very much for your guidance and appreciation. And hopefully I will improve it next year when I will talk to when I will get chance to meet you. I will have to give some lesson on Bangla. You can understand Bangla more interestingly.
That would be good. You know, just learning some of the basic terms in a foreign language are so useful to the people and the native people, and they appreciate it so much when you know, as a tourist, when you make an attempt to even say a few words in their language. Which brings me to another question I have for you, and that is that, as you said earlier, most of the Bangladeshis are Muslim, 80% or something like that are Muslim. And what is different for Muslims who want to run than for non-Muslims?
In case of we are majority in Muslim, but we have the same respect to other religion. Especially I have a friend from Christian, I have a friend from Hindu, I have a friend from Buddhist, I have a friend from Rakhine. So it's a different. We respect each other. We have a mutual respect. But in the rural area in my country, basically people male runner doesn't face any problem, but women runners have faced some problem. Like they have to compulsory rituals and regulations. Like they have to cover up their body even when the weather is too hot under the burning sun. It is definitely different from the non-Muslim women runners, as they have the freedom to wear shorts and sleeveless shirts if the weather is hot and humid.
Is there any reason that Muslim women can't run during the day? Is there anything that keeps them from running? Except that, of course, if they're running in hot weather and they have to wear full covering garb, that's got to be very warm for them. But is there any other prohibition on it?
Basically, in cities, there is no problem. But in village, women need to cover his body, whether it's night, whether it's day. So it's our religious, from our religious perspective, we do it. But, you know, we have a hijab which is easily wearable. So many have thought that during the even one of the other issue is fasting. You know, this is, now we are in the fasting months, right?
Right. Okay, so let's pick up where we left off. We had a little bit of technical difficulty. You are in Bangladesh and I am in California, so that's a long distance. We were talking about Ramadan, and Ramadan is a Muslim holiday, and it is this year in 2018, going from May 17th to June 15th. Could you talk about this holiday in general, and also then how do you handle running, training, those kinds of things when you aren't able to eat during certain hours, and I don't even know if you're able to drink during certain hours. So can you talk about that?
Of course, a very, very fantastic question from you. Many people have thought that during fasting month, the Muslim will not be able to do their runs as they are not allowed to drink water. But it's all just an assumption. It also depends on the person's body. Some runners like us do actually still go for their runs during the fasting. When we run before fasting and after fasting, in Ramadan, we just shift our training time from daytime to or night shift or night shift to day shift. Some runners do actually fantastic in my country. You know, you will get updated. I will send you in future. Some are running 10K instead of 15K when they are reducing their distance. Some are reducing their training time, but they are actually doing good practice in Ramadan.
Now, Arafat, can you tell us what Ramadan, how that works? Because it's a sunrise to sunset kind of a thing, but I don't think a lot of us outside of the Muslim countries understand some of this. So can you tell us how Ramadan works? It's 30 days, right? But what happens during each of those days and what is it celebrating?
Most of us celebrate the daytime we fast and we perform our prayers 5 times and extra prayer. So it's difficult to continue training in Ramadan. But as a passionate runner, we don't want to lose our fitness. So we continue our training just before the breaking the fasting and when we break our fastings, we drink a little water, take a light food, then we go out for run, a small run, then come back home, take shower, and we go for our prayers. That's my routine, and most of us follow this routine.
Now, does that mean that you have to run before the sun comes up or after the sun goes down, or how does that part work?
After maximum, we run before the sundown, most of the time we run for 30 minutes before sundown, mm-hmm. and 30 minutes or 20 minutes strength training after sundown.
And so after sundown, of course, then you're able to drink or eat or...
Yeah.
So you're running during the time when you're not able to drink or eat, but it's right next to the time when you are able to drink and eat. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly correct.
And what I'm thinking we need to clarify here is that your fast is only during the daylight hours. In the evening, then people are able to eat and drink, and so you have all of those hours when it is dark when you're able to eat and drink, right?
Right.
Okay.
We can. Most of us, average, we have to. We don't eat or drink around 4 a.m. to 6:40 p.m.
Okay.
That's the time. Okay. We don't eat or drink.
Right.
That's the first thing.
Right. Yeah. That helps. And what is Ramadan in honor of, or what is it celebrating?
Basically, it's a meaning to understand the people who don't eat. Many people in the world do not have food, do not get enough food. So through Ramadan, we understand the meaning of hungry. Through this meaning, we can understand the people who don't have food, enough food. So can we can help each other, we can connect each other, we can celebrate our day, we can give extra food to each other. So it's a mutual understanding, basically.
Wow. No, that's very touching. There's just so much that I don't know, and that I'm suspecting that others of our listeners don't know. And that's a wonderful wonderful thing for anyone to pursue. Now, during the daylight hours, then you said you add an extra prayer. So you said you have 5 prayers during that period of time?
Yeah, normally we complete our 5 times prayer compulsory. And in Ramadan, we have to Tarawih. We have to perform Tarawih, which take 1 hour or 1 to 1.5 hours. So it's an extra prayer. And this is the month of...
Yeah, I missed that. We've lost you again. Your final prayer is about, you said it's about 1 to 1.5 hours?
Yeah, and it takes 1.5 hours.
And is that's done in before sunlight, or is it done after?
After sundown.
After sundown, okay. So before you break your fast, then you are praying for 1 to 1.5 hours, is that correct?
Right.
Oh my gosh. I mean, that's really wonderful. It's
wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So how, and this is a more general question, but how do you handle your prayers during a race? I would suspect that if they're in a Muslim country, that the race is planned to avoid having to pray during the time.
Not like that. We have a prayer, so when after completing our race, we can have our prayers. But it doesn't take too much time actually to complete our prayers. If I want to complete my 5 times prayer, it maximum will take 50 minutes total.
Uh-huh.
Total 50 minutes it will take. So it doesn't matter when the prayer time before or after, we can adjust with our race.
I see. So even with a marathon, or do you need to stop during a marathon?
No. We can, during marathon, after, if prayer time become into the marathon,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
we try to perform our prayers before or after marathon. So it doesn't have... hamper our prayers.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, the details here, it's just wonderful news and education for me. So thank you for that. We're going to get more into the running part of this because I am curious, what do the Bangladeshi people feel about running? You brought this to the attention of your country. What kind of response do you have from, you know, people who are your peers, your age, and then from older people or people in smaller villages like where you are now?
Here, people are mutual respective, especially in our country. Running is not so much phenomenon. Like your country is running is too much phenomenon, too much popular. But here, the running is not a sport. People don't know running as a sport. Most of the people think why they will run and why they will give. People only run after after ball.
Yeah.
But 1 foot in front of the other foot, it's too boring. But I just say it's fun. It's having fun. It's not understandable without running. So most of us in our country play cricket. You know cricket. It's
yes.
Like it's
like
almost
baseball.
Like a baseball. It's like baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Soccer is the second popular biggest sports in our country.
Mm-hmm.
Cricket is most popular, but running is not too much popular, but it's getting popular day by day.
Yeah.
Gradually people started running. People around 5 kilometers, 10 kilometers, even half marathon. But you know, in our country still no marathon. I didn't get any marathon. So we are trying to people encourage people to join a healthy movement, to join an active lifestyle. We are trying to start a movement. If you want to good and keep yourself healthy and active, you can work a simple work running. So running is getting popular in our community. We have started building a community, the Great Bangladesh Run. You already know that.
Yeah. Now talk to me about your Great Bangladesh Run, because you were the founder of this, and this is coming up very, very soon. Is this happening in Dhaka, or is it happening all over your country? Or, you know, tell us about it and how we might be able to support you in following it, in encouraging other people to get involved in it in any way. I'd love to learn more about it and how you are bringing running to your people.
So thank you very much for your wonderful question. So the Great Bangladesh Run basically is a distance between my northeast part and southeast part. It's a 1,004 kilometer ultra run. So in my country, people are not able to run 1,000 kilometers. Even my people don't believe they can run 5 kilometers, they can run 10 kilometers, they can run 30 kilometers, they can run a full marathon. Through this, the Great Bangladesh Run, 1,000 kilometer, we are trying to understand people, if we can try 1,000 kilometer, if we can run 1,000 kilometer, why not you try a 1 kilometer run for your health? So it's a message to our community, to our country people. You know, we are 160 million people. So it's a strong cause. We are 160 million people. If we become a stronger, our country will be stronger. And people in outside of the city, not aware of their health. So we try to through this Great Bangladesh Run, we are trying to move the concept of running around my country. We are organizing 10 kilometer fun run. We are organizing 5 kilometer fun run. We all of us friendly run so that people are get acquainted with running.
Now, how many members do you have who are involved in promoting running?
We are more than almost 500 people. We are in a community, those who are actively running. So,
wow.
Actively running there, and those who are not in the community, they are getting aware. They are getting awareness. More than 6,000 people are getting day by day stronger.
You know, I wanted to mention something here because you sent me some wonderful pictures of you running, and you are obviously very fit and having run 1,000 kilometers, which is over 600 miles. Clearly you have to be fit, but you are also running through traffic. And that was one of the pictures that that you sent me. Is it's not like they cleared the bike path for you. You're running through the middle of the streets. You're running wherever you need to be able to get from, you know, from south to north. And I can see that must be quite a challenge, and also something that if you can inform people about running, then there will be more consideration for letting runners be a part of the whole population traffic situation. That I imagine it must be quite a challenge.
Yes, it's quite a challenge. But my run was southern part to northern part, so I had to follow the highway. So the highway is not possible to stop traffic. It's not possible to run to stop traffic for a man, only a runner. So I started running, and a team from my community, my teammate, those who are not too much well acquainted, but they are supportive. Everyone was supportive. My community people helped me to get out, to come out the run into action.
I think it's amazing that you did that. In this country, of course, we have people running long distances quite often, and they have multi-support, you know, all kinds of both commercial support as well as their friends and family. And for you, I can see that the logistics of running 1,004 kilometers in a country like Bangladesh would be a huge challenge. Having enough food, having enough water, being able to make it through the traffic. I really commend you for what you accomplished. And I'm sure it brought a lot of attention to running, even though lots of other stuff is going on. But people must have looked at you like you were crazy.
People think about I'm crazy, but you thought absolutely right. In our country, people here the sponsorship is not available. The running, the sports brand are not available. The nutritionist are not available. The physio are not available. So we are working with the lack of logistic support. But it doesn't matter. The matter of our support, it's a matter of willingness, it's a matter of heart. If I wanted something by heart, I can do it. I only believe that.
It's a matter also of following your passion, as you said, of doing this by heart. It's very touching to me, and I know that what you've accomplished and what you will continue to accomplish is only going to make your country and the people who listen to you better, because fitness, as we know, and running specifically, is a global thing, and it brings us together closer as a global community. So I want to thank you so much for telling us more about this. I'm hoping that we may even get some at least inquiries, responses, and that kind of thing for you, because we are going to give you an opportunity to tell us how people can contact you, get in touch with you, and follow you in all of your adventures, because I know you have several coming up, including this great Bangladesh run that is just a couple of days away.
You put a lot of time, effort, and passion into your training, and you deserve to maximize each and every mile you run. That's why we are conducting a series of webinars on Friday, June 15th and Saturday, June 16th. In this series of webinars, we're going to discuss the specific physiological demands of your goal race distance. More importantly, we're going to show you a specific progression of workouts designed to target these physiological demands so that you can be optimally prepared on race day. Because we know your schedule can be hectic, our coaching staff has come together to offer you a slew of webinar times that you can attend. Morning, evening, and no matter your time zone, we've got you covered. To see available times, just head to runnersconnect.net/webinars, and you can sign up for the date, time, and race distance of your choice. That link again is runnersconnect.net/webinars. WEBINARS. Don't miss out on this free opportunity to learn from our expert team of coaches.
So we're going to move into the final kick here. I do have a question for you before we get into your contact information and letting people know how they can stay in touch with you. Do you have a favorite running book, something that has inspired you or that has helped you learn more about running?
Specifically, I didn't read running books because running books in my country is not available. But I read a huge article in the website because only a lack of books. I found very, very informative and inspiring stories in the website, and I regularly read those articles. Runner's World is one of the main nice website to which I explore every day, and I try to read every article.
Yeah. Well, I can tell that you are really passionate about running, and I admire so much that you're you wanting to share that with other people in your country. I do want you to take as much time as you need to tell us about your upcoming race and any way that our audience can stay in touch with you.
We have a global running day celebration, 5-kilometer run after our fasting in Ramadan, only 5 days away from our hand. So it's a we are 200 people will run together 5 kilometers to inspire people to move through running, to take care of their health, to inspire active and healthy lifestyle in my 160 million people. And we want to join the global movement of running. We want to join the global community of running and people to people make them understand that it's hard, but it's fun. It needs efforts. It's a very beautiful game if we are enjoy. Everyone can follow our page, The Great Bangladesh Run, The Great Bangladesh Run, and me as well, ARAFAT, Arafat.
Now, if they're going to find you on Facebook, it's facebook.com, right? And then The Great Bangladesh Run?
The Great Bangladesh Run, right. The Great Bangladesh Run.
And then is there another site that is your personal one, or are they both under the Great Bangladesh Run?
We are preparing a website, but it's not completely done. It's upcoming. It's coming with the name of the Great Bangladesh Run.
Okay, so if they want to get in touch with you, then if they go on Facebook, they'll be able to find out the status of what's happening with Arafat on Facebook.
So anyone from abroad visiting my country can run with us and have just give us a message or inbox us to run. Even our can email us to tgbr1004@gmail.com. Again, I say tgbr1004@gmail.com. So if anyone come to Bangladesh, we are highly appreciate to run in the fresh air, greenery air, and experience the most beautiful sea beach in the world, the Cox's Bazar.
Well, how wonderful for that invitation. And I hope some of us will be able to take you up on it. It's a long flight over to Bangladesh, but I would love to see your country. And maybe we will meet in person sometime. If not I in Bangladesh, then you in Boston or at the California Ultra Runs. It would be
welcome.
Yeah, it would be great. Well, it's been so nice talking to you. Thank you so much for taking time to do this today. And for all of you who are listening, next week's presentation will be with Krista Duchesne, third place winner at the Boston Marathon in 2018. So you don't want to miss that one. And as always, you can follow us at the Runners Connect Winner Circle on Facebook by going to runnersconnect.net/FB. And please subscribe to Run to the Top podcast at runnersconnect.net or on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, etc. You'll be notified every week when the new episode is released. Muhammad Shamsuzaman Arafat, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you very much for making me a great time to enjoy, to know you, to know your community. And I hope I will visit you and have a great community to share our views.
Indeed. This global community stretches all the way around the world. And so you and I are both part of that. And maybe we'll get a chance to meet sometimes. Most importantly, thank you, our audience, for listening. We'll be back next week with another great talk to entertain, educate, and inspire you as you head on out to your running workout. This is Stephanie K. Atwood, your host with Run to the Top. Have a great one.
Thanks for listening to the Run to the Top podcast from runnersconnect.net.